Hello, friends. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Rachel Chase, and this is Somatic Healing Sessions. This is session number 20 of this podcast, and I'm recording this on February 12th, 2024. And today we're going to be holding space for heart healing, healing your heart. And for those of you new to my podcast, welcome. Glad to have you. So great that you're here. And you might want to go back and start from the beginning and do the other 19 sessions at some point to deepen into this healing process that utilizes the body, mind, and emotion connection for self-healing. And I'm going to take you through a healing process today, just like I always do. And so that's a little guided journey or meditation. And we start with some themes or a topic, and then I'll guide you through some gentle self-healing, a little, maybe a little movement, a little stretching, a little breathing. And so we see where these sessions go. I've been practicing this work for a very long time, and it's near and dear to my heart. So I use it in my coaching and counseling sessions and in my yoga teaching, and it's just great work. So today you're going to get a nice experience, a sweet experience of heart healing. This is the time of Valentine's Day, so I thought what a great time to bring through some heart healing for all of us. And I know there's a million and one other reasons why you may need this heart healing at this time. So having so much compassion for whatever it is that's coming up for you is the key here. I would love you to find a nice, comfortable spot to sit or lay back and close your eyes if you can and just listen to what I have to say about the heart healing. And then, I might have you open your eyes at some point or get up and move your body a little bit at some point. But for now, why don't you maybe get a little sip of water if you need some water? Go to the bathroom if you need to go to the bathroom, come back and, pause this and come back if you need to. But yeah, so you'll want to be in a place where you can just be alone and relaxed for this. And we'll get started. So, there's so many things that are coming through the psyche space at this moment right now in the social psyche, the collective mind, and the collective experience in our world. Yeah. And then, as far as our communities, what our communities are going through. And our families, what your family is going through, and yourself with what you're going through in your just your individual self with your relationship with yourself. So whatever it is that is coming up for you right now in your heart space, I want you to think about that. And for those of you who know me and my work and this podcast, you know that compassion is my jam. It's the central energy that I believe we can really utilize to bring it into the situation as if it is an its own being, its own form. Compassion as an energy existing in the space with us. So take a moment to think about compassion and something that you have compassion for that's really easy to have compassion for. Maybe it's a little animal or a baby or someone's story that you know or something going on out there in the world or something that someone's going through that you can really easily have compassion for that or what's happening there. And I want you to feel the energy of that in your body. Like, where do you feel that compassion? What does it feel like? in your body? And take a deep breath with this question. Breathe in and just release a nice big exhale. Do that a couple of times if it feels really good to do. And think about this situation and feel that compassion that you have for that thing that's coming to mind. Feel that in your body. Where do you feel that compassion? Yeah. So that's where you feel compassion. Maybe you feel it in multiple places, and maybe it has a sort of sensory thing going on with it. Maybe it moves. As you breathe, you feel this compassion going out from you, and you feel this energy inside of you. That's it. That's the energy of compassion right there. So we're really going to use that energy tonight, today, this morning, wherever you are, whatever time it is for you. We're going to use that energy for you at this time. We're going to turn that energy back in toward yourself. So anywhere you've ever felt like you want to give compassion to others, I want you to turn that back and bring it into yourself. And see if you can't, you know, attempt to do this. Maybe it'll be easy for you, but maybe it'll be hard. Maybe it's confusing. You don't know what I mean by that. But let's just make it up as we go along and see what might happen if you try. Maybe even holding your hands over there on your heart for a minute. So we're going to move into actually a little connection with the heart, a little deeper. I want you to, we're going to, if this is challenging, we're going to go into the heart now and help with that, okay? And bring your hands over your heart, where your heart is in your chest. Bring one hand there, and then you can bring the other hand right on top of it. If it feels more comfortable to have your hands in the middle of the chest, that's actually, we call that the heart chakra or the energy center, but it's really, it's, I mean, it's all through your chest. So wherever feels right to place your hands, where you're really connecting with your heart, and breathe in and breathe out. Feel the warmth of your hand on your heart. Feel the warmth of your heart. Your body is warm in there, isn't it? It's quite warm. Feel that. Feel how it's beating. Your heart is beating. We call it beating, where it's contracting and releasing, contracting and releasing, contracting. The blood is being pushed through there, up and down, in and out. It's receiving the oxygen. The alchemy of your body creates that oxygen from the air you breathe in and out and in and out. So just focusing really deeply down into your heart and the feeling of the breath, how the chest moves up and down, taking some deeper breaths now, in through the nose and out the mouth. In through the nose and out the mouth, slow and deep. Feeling that connection. Feeling that connection. And just tuning in with this beautiful thing you call the heart, the energy of it, all that iron in the blood, the strength of the muscles of the heart, the involuntary life-giving motion that it gives, the dance of your heart. Yeah. How amazing that is. And the heart is projecting so much energy. Feel that connection inside yourself and your breath, your whole body receiving the air flowing through your chest, your heart, the breath air energy. It's like just as if every time you breathe in, it goes all the way through the heart. And then you breathe out and it goes all the way through the body. See if you can't really get in touch with this feeling inside of your heart and your breath and the air and the energy flowing through your whole body. And now just relax your hands. You can move your hands a little, stretch a little bit, and move your ankles and your head and any tension you're feeling. Take a big stretch and breathe in and release that tension. And getting into this feeling even deeper of whatever it is that's arising in your life at this time, that's presenting itself to receive more love and energy. So breathe in and bring your arms up in to the air, or just kind of float them out up in front of you and above just a little bit, and inhale. And when you do this, you're actually reaching out and you're gathering energy, chi, life force, prana, kundalini. You're bringing this energy of consciousness, of directing life force, loving energy, and inhaling and grabbing, reaching out to the universe, and almost like using your hands to cup it and gather it in to you. Breathing out and reaching out and then gathering it in as you exhale and bringing it into your body. You can bring it down into your head. You can bring it down into your heart. You can bring it down into the space around you. Really feeling that this energy is filled with lots of light. Bright, beautiful, soft, effervescent, universal light. And it's just love. It's filled with love. And you're bringing that energy into your body through your breath, through your hands, through your movement, gathering it with your arms, breathing out and exhaling as you draw it into you. Using your hands are so powerful. So much heart energy flows through your own hands. All that heart energy is connected with the cosmic energy of universal love. We just need to become aware of it, to connect with it, and remember that it's there so we can receive it, because it's always trying to kind of come through for us. We just need to kind of like remember that and breathe and tap into it with our minds and welcome it in and use our hands and feeling sense of breathing in and drawing the hands down and just touching on the body wherever you want to place your hands. It's like a holding. You can hold your belly or your heart, your chest or your legs or your arms. So take a moment for this holding to happen for yourself. Feel the pulsing of the breath, blood in your body, and the feeling of the air in your body. The feeling of being present inside, connected, connecting, not just through thought, but through feeling. The sensations, deep breath in. Big one this time. And then exhale everything out. Let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Take a minute to massage your legs a little. Rub your legs very gently, softly, smoothly, along the thighs and the knees, and maybe the lower legs if it feels good. And very slowly. So we're sending some energy down into the lower part of the body. Breathing in and breathing out. And then coming back to sit or lie down and stretch your arms out a little bit. Just open a big breath, open your chest. Exhale, relax the arms back down. And now we're going to release the jaw and open it wide. And release that. I'd like to share something with you now as we close the session here. It's a very beautiful affirmation. Something for you to sit with for your self-healing at this time. And as we're doing this invocation for unconditional love, I'd like you to really connect with that heart again. And just gently now place both hands at the center of your chest, one over the other. And you might choose to listen to this a couple of times because you may want to speak these words out loud to yourself and feel the resonance of your own voice, because the voice is your healing instrument that connects with your heart, and it bridges the subtle energies of your mind and your spiritual essence. Your energetic essence, it bridges those energies down with your heart. And your heart is the bridge between the voice and the mind and the spiritual essence, the bridge between all of that, and then with your ego and with your will and with your power and with your relationships and your creativity and your security and your sexuality and your sensuality and your foundation and your feelings about yourself. The heart connects all those higher octave energies with more of the slower, more earthbound energies. Not one is not better than the other. That's just part of, they're both parts of who we are. We have the higher vibrational and the lower vibrational. It doesn't mean good or bad, it just means slower and faster. That's all. Higher frequencies are faster frequencies, and the lower frequencies are just slower. They're just more about the material world, the denser reality of being here on the earth. And so what we're doing right now is we're going to help you merge with your heart energy to help feel more connected and release maybe some density. And so I want you just to take a deep breath now. And this is an affirmation, an invocation for the energy of unconditional love so that it can be the dominant frequency of your life. When you grow the energy of unconditional love inside of you, everything loving will flow from there. Within you, into your life, and out from your heart. So the unconditional love is for yourself. And the more you grow that energy inside of you, the stronger and more vital you become. And in that way, you are more able to be there for others and do the work that you do in your life and take care of everything you need to take care of and confront all of the things that you need to confront and the relationships and everything. So this is what this is all about, to support your unconditional love for yourself. You're going to speak these words out loud and merge with your heart energy with your words as you speak them. The first time you might just want to listen and come back to it and use the words to speak them to yourself. But just see what you think. See how you feel about this. Here we go. Repeat after me. I am that I am. I invoke the highest frequency of unconditional love. I am surrounded in a field of loving protection. I am in my body. I am present. As I breathe, I begin to move into a gentle observation, observing in awareness of my life. With gratitude for all that I have learned and all the love received, I let go of any ideas from the past of who or what I thought I was supposed to be. I allow this natural time of transformation to cleanse my spirit so that I may reveal myself anew. No need for guilt or shame or punishment for mistakes. No need for scolding or even praise. Just a gentle acknowledgement and release of what was. With a blessing and understanding that I no longer am what I was, I am willing to come to terms and embrace the newness of life. Letting go of the reins and focusing on what life is presenting to me in this moment reminds me that life is in charge. I realize that I am here to simply attend to each moment. And in this moment, I recognize the need to focus my awareness on the inner spiritual wisdom frequencies of life. As I do so, I become a beacon and a generator of divine love on the planet. In service to this sacred calling, I allow my healing process to be a gift to the collective. My personal evolution is fueling more beauty, love, and healing in my life and the world. This is how I nurture my garden, by remembering that I am a being of energy and have an effect on others and life itself. I am a vital aspect of the web of life. As I remember to accept myself detach from the draining attachments to stories that perpetuate self-loathing, and imbue my awareness with profound forgiveness and compassion, my life unfolds miraculously. I merge with the energy of unconditional love and receive its compassion so that I may love all the parts of me that feel unlovable, and forgive all mistakes that I haven't fully forgiven, and feel the flow of pure loving kindness radiate into my heart and out from my heart. Now just sit in the energy of your breath here, imagining that pure divine love flowing through you. You are loved unconditionally. Let yourself get in touch with that more and more each day. So this is the closing of this healing session. I want you to very, very slowly open your eyes and get some water. Very slowly. Be very present to where you are, how you feel. And just reflect on this feeling. Maybe write it down. Write down how you're feeling. Take your time, drink some extra water. And if you'd like to reach out to me, feel free to do so at rachel@rachelchase.com. You can find my website, rachelchase.com. If you would like to work with me, I can make that happen. You can book a free session and we can talk about what you need. And you can do all that through my website as well. And if you'd like to download my Healing with Self-Compassion guidebook, you can find that at my other website, which is rachelchasecourses.com, where you can find all my online courses and that guidebook there for just $7. So thanks for tuning in, sending you so much love, peace, and blessings. And I will see you next time. Ciao for now.